chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
23 combined Pro Bowls, 60 combined NFL seasons, and both are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Joining us on Titans All Access, familiar faces, offensive line coach Bruce Matthews, head coach Mike Munchak, and visiting with us for a different reason, 30 years of friendship, being together for this long and this many seasons. is it fair to call it an unusual relationship, Bruce?
Yeah, I think so. We came in, and as a rookie, all I heard about was Mike Munchak, and he missed the mini camp my rookie year because I think he was on his wedding honeymoon. And then I missed the first 2 weeks of camp, the rookie camp. He had to come in for that. Then I missed 12 days of vet camp. And so he was ticked off at me from the get-go. But all I had heard about was, you know, Mike Munchak. And we hit it off right away. I remember meeting him in San Angelo, Texas. And I don't think he cared too much about me coming. It was about 107 degrees. But been close friends for years. And wives and families have been close all these years.
So with his holdout, was it hard to patch it up?
Not really. I was just happy that I finally had someone that could pay the bills at training camp. That's what the rookie does. The first-round draft choice every year has to foot the bills all through camp. So until he showed up, I was still buying for all the veterans. So it was nice. That was the only thing I cared about. He was in town. I made sure he had his money with him. But like he said, that didn't take long. And just watching him work, I mean, I knew we were going to be good friends and be together for a long period of time. And, you know, we were part of a rebuilding that the Oilers were going through at that time. And I think what really got it going is that we went to our first event, charity event, when we got back to Houston and our wives met. And that was it. I think once we saw how they hit it off and how well they got along, we knew that something special was happening with a great relationship, and we were just blessed to stay on the same team for as long as we did. And back then, there wasn't trading going on, so you didn't have free agency. And so luckily, that never got in the way of us staying with the same team.
From a playing standpoint, how did you complement one another?
I think just the competitive part. I think the fact of I was always watching what he was doing. We didn't talk about it much as far as that went, but I knew when I watched the tape, I was seeing what I did, and I wanted to see what he did. And because we're at the time, sometimes we're playing guards at the same time. Sometimes he's playing next to me. So it was more of like during the game, which just even during the game would be kind of funny because I'd say, how's it going over there? And I could tell when he's being really quiet that things are going really good. Well, that's not too bad. So I knew that he must have been kicking someone's butt over there pretty good. So I would be always interested in getting to the film to see exactly how he did. I enjoyed watching him play as much as myself because I'd see things he did and think, I can do that. And Steinkluger kind of got in the competition too when Dean was drafted as a first-round pick the next year. So we had him on the line. So it was kind of a unique deal that we had there. And I think we all made each other better.
He did a lot of things that I really fashioned my game after, more so the physical nature of the game. He was great with his hands and play with a nasty demeanor. And it's funny because you come into the game and I think we all have a high opinion of the type of players we are. And you wonder, how much do I really have to learn? And I was hitting the face from day one with the standard of excellence that I wanted to be. So it was right there every day for me to learn from and to aspire to.
But so much of it, too, was just fun.
It was.
You guys have fun doing everything pretty much, right?
Yeah. I think the big thing for us is it wasn't so much a competitive thing between us. And I wanted to see him do well. And sometimes you get caught up and you just want to be better than the other person. It takes a negative spin. But for Munch and me, I enjoyed watching him excel as much as I watched myself excel. So it was a very interesting and unique dynamic and something that carried over to off the field as well.
Yeah, but bowling, what other things were you competitive at in particular in those days?
I'd call him like at 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock, say, the kids sleep? And he goes, yeah, I just got them down. I said, well, why don't you meet me at the bowling alley? And we'd go to the bowling alley and get two lanes and sit there, and we'd probably bowl five or six games one-on-one for till we'd be sweating and till the place closed and told us to go home. And we'd go play basketball when I'd come over to his place, and it's the same thing. It would usually be after hours once the kids were down. And then we start doing it. As the kids got older, then we would do it in the afternoons, but I'd call and meet him for basketball. We'd play one-on-one in basketball. And there's nothing like going over to his house and beating him one-on-one in his own court.
When we come back, we continue the conversation with Bruce Matthews and Mike Munchak as we ask if they ever could have seen themselves coaching together. Stay with us for more Titans All Access. Welcome back to Titans All Access. Bruce Matthews and Mike Munchak played together for 11 seasons. Munchak was Matthews' offensive line coach for Bruce's last five seasons. Each served as the other's presenter when they were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And now, the best friends are coaching together with the Titans. 30 years of friendship, seeing the two men enjoy all of their best moments together, at least in football. So a simple question. 25 years ago, could they ever have imagined that all of this would happen the way that it has?
Gosh. Our focus was so much on the playing part of it. It would be a bit of a long shot, if I'm being honest, because, 5 years into it, heck.
Late 20s, life's good.
Yeah. the body felt good. We were...
You go play forever.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. But really knowing him for as long as I have and seeing the way he's handled himself as a head coach, it isn't a surprise to me. I guess if anything, until it actually happened with him becoming the head coach, in hindsight, I think of it more as, man, this should have happened. I mean, no offense to Jeff Fisher or anything. This could have happened 5 or 10 years ago. And that would have been exciting to see where we are, because I love the stuff he's doing as a head coach. I think the players are responding to it, and I think it's very well received.
What do you think the two of you'd be doing?
Well, obviously, I realized he's going to play for a long time after I saw him playing and how well his body was holding up and mine was breaking down and he was still going strong. I probably thought I was thinking I was going business. I probably thought I would stay in Houston and got involved in some company or something business-wise and maybe coached on a high school or young kid level, like the young kids, and teach them fundamentals. But as far as getting the coaching, just because I think as players you watch the coaches and the lifestyle they have and moving around the country and getting fired, and I thought that was the last thing from my mind that I would ever coach on this level. I would have never thought possible that either one of us would have been involved in the NFL after we retired.
But it's almost as long a shot that your families would be this close and that you would be this close of friends and that you would have this kind of relationship. The fact that both of you have enjoyed Hall of Fame careers, I mean, it's remarkable. Did you ever stop and think about that?
You never expect these things ever could happen. And the most nervous time of my life was introducing him, you know, because I didn't want to blow that for him. The Hall of Fame was, for myself, was rough, but introducing him was... You know, you want to hit it. You know, you want to hit it spot on when you're introducing someone. So that was kind of very nerve-wracking for me. But yeah, to be able to sit here and say we introduced each other at the Hall of Fame, and our families are really close. And I have daughters, but his sons are like sons to me. I feel like I'm real close with everything they've done as they've grown up. And even when I see them now, when they're growing, I don't see them for years. You know, Jake playing at A&M and Mikey at A&M now. It's like I see those guys, and it's like, you know, you just want to hug on them and tell them how proud of you are. And so it's kind of neat that I've been able to share, you know, his family's experiences also.
A lot of good things come out of football.
Oh, yeah. And it really is a blessing. And over the course of the 30 years, you always question, man, why do we have to be on such a bad team early? Or what if I'd have gotten drafted by a different team? And my wife reminds me of this all the time. Well, we never would have met the Munchaks. And that really sums it up. And there are a lot of things we went through, even the team moving to Tennessee. And you, at the time, you're struggling with it, and why do we do this? But in hindsight, you know, the good Lord has a way of working this stuff out, and it's a lot better than I ever could have imagined.
Bruce Matthews, Mike Munchak, thank you.
Thank you.
More Titans All Access right after this.